This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. has taken in more than 100,000 refugees from Afghanistan since that country fell to the Taliban in August 2021. The Houston area has been a magnet for many of them, in part because there's a vibrant veterans community there that welcomes them. But many recent Afghan arrivals are in legal limbo here in the U.S., and they're facing a deadline on their status. Congress is considering some bills to deal with this. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider has more.
Ismail Amiri entered the Afghan National Military Academy as a cadet in 2014 while the U.S. was still occupying his country. When the government in Kabul fell in 2021, Amiri was in the United Arab Emirates studying to become a pilot in the Afghan Air Force. That assignment may have saved his life, but Amiri says watching Afghanistan collapse was gut-wrenching.
Now we don't have any flag, any government, and we don't know about our future. Well, what will happen tomorrow?
Amiri and other pilot trainees were certain they would be killed if they went home. So an American defense contractor arranged for them to come to the U.S. Amiri eventually landed in Houston and found work as a truck driver. But his dream is still to become a military pilot.
Oh, it is my great ambition. I have become a member of the Air Force of the USA.
Right now, Amiri can't join the U.S. Air Force because he doesn't have a green card. He's technically eligible for something called a Special Immigrant Visa, or SIV. That would let him apply for a green card, but the Kabul government collapsed before he could file all the right paperwork. So instead, he's here on what's called humanitarian parole while he applies for SIV status. Afghan refugees are granted parole for 24 months, but the SIV application process can take up to 34 months.
We were there for 20 years.
Ali Zakaria, an immigration attorney, says the U.S. owes the Afghan refugees a debt.
We asked all of these people to assist us, help us, work with us, and then at the end of the day, they had to essentially get on the wings of an airplane that was about to take off to get away from Taliban.
The Biden administration is calling on Congress to pass legislation that would expedite Afghan applications, but Congress has yet to act. Until they do, the parolees are not only unable to apply for many jobs, but they are also uncertain how long they can stay here. Khalil Arab works for Combined Arms, a Houston-based organization that advocates for veterans. Like Zakaria, he says many parolees risk their lives and the lives of their families to help the U.S.
The least thing that American government can do is to acknowledge that and help them, give them a chance so that they can be a productive member of society here.
Meanwhile, the White House has announced such refugees can apply for an extension of their parole. That will buy them another 24 months to try to apply for permanent residency. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for Marketplace.